We're here on Southwest Kansas Focus, and we're joined by the Secretary of Kansas Department of Children and Families, Phyllis Gilmore. She's going to talk about National Adoption Month, which I know is very, very important. Well, appreciate your time, Secretary. And first off, let's go in a little bit into the importance of this month and recognizing what adoption means to families. What does it mean to you?
Adoption certainly is very important to many of the children here in Kansas who are waiting and hopeful for a forever home. And the focus in November is for those children. And there are approximately 1,000 children now in Kansas waiting to be adopted. So it is very personal, of course, to them. And certainly there are families out there who would be very, very fortunate to get one of the children. They're wonderful, and we're putting the focus on them.
What backgrounds do these children come from?
They come from, of course, a variety of backgrounds, but they are all currently in the custody of the state of Kansas, meaning that they've had to be removed from their home, that they were in risk of being in danger if they stayed in their current environment, either physically or emotionally.
And then some of the repercussions from that afterwards for kids. I know that it can be hard because parents, the new parents, have to be very patient. What are some things that you recommend to them in the adoption phase to help these kids anesthetize more to their new environment?
These children, obviously, one of the traumas that any individual could experience in life, one of the worst, is removal and separation from your biological family. So you're very correct. Now, the children, there's been some time that has gone by as there was an opportunity to reintegrate into the family, which would have failed at this point, or they would be going back to their biological parents, or they would be going to relatives. So thus, they're going into a totally new environment. And basically, the simplest answer to that is just to be loved. I don't know if you have commercials running out there in western Kansas, but there's a common one that says you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be yourself and have plenty of love for a child. And there are people and classes that you can take to learn, if the child has special problems, there are counselors. So there's a lot of support help as well for people.
We're talking with Phyllis Gilmore. She's the Secretary of Kansas Department of Children and Families and being interviewed on our Southwest Kansas Focus program today about adoption during National Adoption Month. And a lot of people I know that, of course, my family's been built up through adoption as well, so that's been very important. The people who say, well, isn't the adoption process long, very difficult to become an adoptive parent? Can you go a little bit into what is the process?
And the answer, Tim, to that is no, it really wouldn't be a lengthy process. We are working on streamlining it so that it is easier for people. There is a class that's required and, of course, an application process. But after that, the pairing up of couples and a child should go fairly quickly and is one that it doesn't need to be very lengthy, and there doesn't need to be a waiting time because the children are waiting. Now, sometimes people confuse that type of adoption with the state for what we call private adoptions, where individuals might be looking and waiting for a newborn baby and something of that nature. And you hear it said a lot out in the community that that's a long process, which it can be. But the adoptions through the state really can take place quite quickly once the child becomes available.
And I think you make a good point because a lot of people say, well, we want a newborn or, and we want someone that we can raise up from their early years. But sometimes those aren't the one children who are in most need. Can you go into that a little bit?
Certainly, I would not say that the newborns certainly need good homes as well. But the children who we're talking about who are a little bit older certainly are ready and eager for homes, and certainly their lives are passing daily and at a very rapid pace for a child. A day in the life of a child is a lot longer than a day in the life of one of us, that and every day is important in a child's life. So you're very correct that this is just one of the most important things an individual could do, is to take one of these children into their home and love that child.
I know the line is for, you know, of course you have many different types of families nowadays. It's not just the mom and dad. Is there any preference to whether you have a two-parent home for these adoptions or even a single parent?
Yes, and that would be true. There are many wonderful single-parent homes out there. The policy-wise for DCF, there are no exclusions on the families. We certainly, in the literature, there's a lot of academic studies that show children do really best in a two-parent home where the parents are married. But that, again, we welcome everyone, and we're encouraging, if you have love in your heart for our children and children who maybe have had a rough beginning in life, that you certainly consider us as an option for you. And there is a website to adopt, KSKids.org.
The Secretary, Phyllis Gilmore, has joined us, Secretary of Kansas Department Children and Families. Thanks very much for letting us know about this important topic of National Adoption Month, and we look forward to spotlighting more about what people can do to help give a loving home to a child. Thank you very much for your time.